Friday night and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll and the troll.
How many people participated in GNU development back in the 80s, either full-time, part-time, or as a hobby?
I have no way of knowing how many people there were. I only kept track of the maintainer of each package. The maintainer is the person in charge of that package for the GNU project. But the maintainers would typically have helpers. In the case where the package was copyright FSF, then the maintainer was supposed to ask all significant contributors to sign a copyright assignment. But there were also packages that were not and are not copyright FSF. And in those cases, I didn't need to know who all the contributors were, and I didn't ask them to tell me. I had plenty of other things to keep track of. So I don't know how many people they were, but I'm sure they were hundreds.
And how did you manage to distribute the changes and to actually manage the source code itself back in these days?
I didn't have to do that. The maintainer of each package was in charge of releasing that package. I had nothing to do with releasing packages unless I was the maintainer.
Was it made available over servers like FTP servers?
Yes, in general. In addition, the Free Software Foundation sold mag tapes with copies of initially GNU Emacs, but then more programs as well.
And prior to the date of the internet, the actual World Wide Web on the internet, how would you be able to direct people to the right FTP servers to find the GNU packages?
Well, we could do that by sending them email, by handing out printed GNUs bulletins, as we called them, which would have, each one had a list of all the GNU packages and said where you could FTP it from. And GNU Emacs came with a bunch of other files, which gave various kinds of information about the GNU project. It was the only obvious way we could inform people about the project and the Free Software Foundation through the internet at the time. Nowadays, some of those files are in our website instead.